Columbia Broadcasting and 20th Century Fox present On the Riviera. A musical comedy of errors in which Danny Kaye plays American impressionist Jack Martin with Gene Tierney and Corinne Calvet. Directed by Walter Lang. Music and lyrics for On the Riviera, Rhythm of a New Romance, Popo the Puppet, and Happy Ending by Sylvia Fine. Musical direction by Alfred Newman. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. Views of the sun-drenched coastline of the French Riviera. Palm trees, buildings nestling against a mountainous backdrop. A hotel perched on top of a rocky cliff. Holidaymakers sunbathe and swim in the pool and dive from a platform into the sea.
And your heart is lighter, let's go on the Riviera. If you feel like living, then you've got to give in and go to the Riviera.
Bronzed young women sunbathe on a white sandy beach, a game of volleyball. A group of people play table football in their swimsuits. A couple move across the water in a pedalo. Yachts sail by.
And make it roll till you break the bank.
Tourists on a boat point to buildings on the shore. Speedboats tow water skiers.
All the girls are gay, and they parlay français anytime, any place, anywhere. If you're after fun and laughter and romance in the air, there's no place like the Riviera.
The front page of the Paris Record. The headline, Duran over Atlantic. Famed aviator returning to Riviera after circling globe. Breaks all records for non-stop flight. The aircraft is caught in twin spotlights beaming up to the night sky as it passes over the Eiffel Tower. Another newspaper front page, La Gazette. The headline, Riviera awaits Duran's landing. A couple buy a copy from a newspaper seller as they enter a club past a sign which reads, Côte d'Azur presents Jack Martin and his impressions. Direct from New York, Jack performs inside wearing a DJ and straw boater.
If you look, you see the people from Paris playing on the Riviera. When there's ice and snow, it's nice to nice to go where the moon, clair de lune, is clearer. All the girls are gay, and they parlez français anytime, any place, anyway. If you want another kiss, but you don't think that you should, on the Riviera, oh, you would. If you're just out to bust out and see what life can give, the place to live is the Riviera.
You like it? Well, everybody, join with me. We sing together, huh?
Riviera.
When there's ice and snow, it's nice to east to go where the moon, clair de lune, is clearer.
If today you have a million and tomorrow you're broke, on the Riviera, oh, big joke. If you're just out to bust out and see what life can give, the place to live is the Riviera.
Jack raises his hat, smiles and takes a bow. The audience stands and claps. Colette, in a tartan off-the-shoulder dress, stands in the wings, smiling.
You want more? You do. Well, aren't you wonderful? Wait, don't go away. I'll be right back with the luscious Colette.
Jack joins Colette in her dressing room.
Well, that's a great audience. Best yet.
They love you.
And what about you?
Oh, I love you too.
We're gonna kiss.
No, no, turn around.
Not till you give me a kiss. Okay. You know something?
What?
Yeah, Paul will be moving us up to the terrace room soon. The big show.
Well, he's crazy if he doesn't.
Don't say that. He is crazy.
Hurry up.
All right.
Come on.
There you go.
Colette helps Jack change into a kilt. The audience start to leave their tables.
Come, Durand is landing any minute. We've got Nice on the television. Come on.
Oh, it's Durand.
The club empties.
Come with me, Durand. Durand, the television. Okay, ready?
Wait a second, lassie. There is a wee spot on my kilty.
Well, I'll fix that.
Stop it, you tickle.
Oh. Hey, we're on.
Jack and Colette wait in the wings. Meanwhile, the audience go to the bar to watch TV.
Take it in and last with a heel and lad is strolling through the watch at Mac with a touch of the moon in the month of June.
The band and chefs rush out.
Hey, wait a minute, what's going on in there?
It's a Durand, it's landing.
Durand! Let's go and see.
Huge crowds have gathered to welcome the nation's hero, Capitaine Henri Durand. Not since the arrival of Lindbergh has a flight created so much excitement. When his magnificent plane, the Victory, touches the ground, he will have broken the round-the-world non-stop flight record by more than 12 hours. A great, great achievement. You can feel the mounting tension of the crowd.
Is he going to land in all that fog?
Jacques, don't be so vain. Put on your glasses so you can see something.
Ha! It is he! The Victory is coming in! Just listen to that crowd roar!
Jack puts on his glasses. On the TV, Durand's aircraft lands on the floodlit runway. Gendarmes struggle to hold back a cheering, waving crowd.
Waits to receive the great Capitaine. Even the Air Minister is here to pay him honor. In just a moment now, Capitaine Durand will appear. He has been at the controls for more than 2 days, and without sleep, he must be exhausted.
On the steps of the aircraft, Durand stands and waves with graying hair. He wears a cap, monocle, and moustache. Underneath, he looks identical to Jack.
The first to greet the Capitaine are Philippe Labrie and Louis Forel, his associates in the manufacture of these magnificent planes. We have been told that Air Europa has given them a contract for 50 of them.
Hey, Colette, doesn't it look familiar to you? Kind of like somebody we know? Huh?
You know he looks much like you.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, except I didn't want to be the one to say it.
Good-looking chap, isn't he?
Aha! Here is Madame Durand, the beautiful wife of the Capitaine. Oh, no, no, sorry. That is not Madame Durand. It is Anna Petrovna, the ballet dancer. Ah, now we have Madame Durand. A
situation, no?
No. No, sorry again. That is Marilyn Turner, the American movie star. Wait, wait! Let us hope that this is Madame Durand. Oh, yes, there is no doubt. This is really Madame Durand. What a giant among men.
Capitaine Durand, Capitaine, please, would you kindly say a few words to the television audience?
Congratulations, Capitaine.
Did you have any trouble, Capitaine?
What do you think about when you're making this flight?
Can you give us a statement?
A statement? Gentlemen, I will be delighted.
Capitaine, the whole world is waiting to hear you.
My dear friends, thank you very much. I am deeply moved by this demonstration. I would like to say more, but I am sure you will excuse me. I am really so very tired. All I would like now is a bottle of champagne, and after that, I would like to go to bed for a week. Who will join me in cheering my brave comrades who have made this achievement possible?
Bravo!
How can he?
What?
Look at other women. His wife is so beautiful.
Boy, look at those eyes. Those...
Now, come on, you. Back to work. I've got those, too. I've got beautiful eyes.
This concludes our broadcast brought to you from the Nice Airport. We now return you to the studio.
I sure hate to follow that guy. He's terrific, isn't
he?
Yeah.
Monsieur Gapeau. He wants to see you.
He does? Uh-huh. I'll be right with him. Thank you, Andy.
What?
Did you hear that? Gapeau wants to see me.
Here we go, baby. Up to the terrace room and a raise.
I do not like it.
Why not?
Because when you want to see him, that's a raise.
Yeah.
But when he wants to see you, I don't like it.
Ach, dinna fret, my bonnie lassie. The clan McMartin has never lost a battle yet.
No. Saturday night, you are through.
Through? I don't get it. Why?
Because I no longer find you amusing.
Oh, well, that's just a matter of personal taste. I don't happen to like olives. But you heard the audience. They'd love me.
Oh, I do not care about the audience. It is what I like that matters.
But business is great.
Oh, please do not argue, Monsieur Martin. I've seen everything you do, and I'm bored. After all, I have to live, too.
Look, Monsieur Gapot, I can give you something new. I've got a lot of other things I can do.
If you can do something sensational, I might reconsider. In the meantime, Saturday night, you are through.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Sensational, huh?
And it better be better than you are doing now.
Yeah.
Something sensational, huh?
Yeah, sure. Any little thing will do just so he likes it.
Who cares what he likes? Who tells him to watch?
He owns the place. Oh. Look, let's not argue, will you, sweetie? Let's just think.
Jack puts on a trilby.
Wait a minute. Maybe this will go.
I'm mortified. Ha ha! One toot to half, a toot, a whole toot, no toot, one toot to half.
Nothing, huh? Well, I don't know. I just don't know. Wait a minute.
Jack puts on an elaborate headdress.
I chick 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 boom chick 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 boom chick.
Who is that?
Never mind.
Jack looks in the dressing room mirror.
You really think I look like him?
Who?
Duran.
What has that to do with this?
Nothing. I was just looking.
Well, you look like him, but you do not...
Do not what?
Well, it's just that you do not. I mean, you see, when you look at Durand, something happens to you.
Yeah.
And when I look at you...
Oh, fine. I suppose if Durand walked in here now, you'd run off with him and leave me flat. Is that it?
No, Jack. I wouldn't leave you flat. I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm. But everyone is in love with Durand. And I'm the only one in love with you. You see, that's a difference.
Oh. No savoir-faire, huh?
No savoir-faire.
Oh, well, that's just an act like anything else is. He happens to be the big hero at the moment, the great lover. You know something?
What?
I could have what he's got, just like that. I'll show you, it's very simple. Watch.
Jack goes to the mirror, draws on a moustache, puts on a top hat, touches his hair, and looks thoughtful. He starts to smile as if he has an idea. It's night time. Fireworks explode outside the Côte d'Azur Club. A sign reads, "Tonight, a gala to honour Capitaine Henri Durand, Garden Terrace." Inside, the audience stand and applaud as Durand and his wife, arm in arm, in evening dress, arrive. The club owner steps forward, shakes Durand's hand, bows, and shows them to a table. The smartly dressed crowd clap. The open-air restaurant has vine-covered columns. There are mountains in the background. Durand and his wife are seated at the top table with the two aircraft designers, Louis and Philippe.
Capitaine, I trust you find this table satisfactory?
Quite. Thank you very much, Captain.
Oh, not at all. Madame?
The club owner hands a menu to Lily Durand and nods to the band. The lights go down. Huge satin curtains go up. On stage, the spotlight falls on a woman wearing a showgirl outfit with feathered headdress and bustle.
Mesdames et messieurs, we take great pleasure in presenting to you Monsieur Jacques Martin, in his impersonation of the one and only Capitaine Henri Durand.
The curtain rises, and a troupe of dancing girls do the can-can in elaborate feathered costumes. The showgirl leads them. She does the splits and a cartwheel and high kicks. Waving, the girls dance over to the side of the stage and stand either side of a catwalk leading up to a mock-up of an aircraft. The door opens and Jack, in top hat and tails with a cane, made up to look like Duran, raises his hat and throws it to the crowd.
My dear friends, Mimi, Fifi, and Celia. I don't recall your face, but I'd like to be familiar.
He rubs noses with the lead dancer.
My journey, it was difficult, but what pulled me through
was the thought of coming home.
And you?
It's uncanny.
And you, 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 and you.
Hold it!
You should at least pretend to be amused, my dear.
Oh, it is amusing, Henri. And very enlightening.
Would you care to make a statement, Monsieur Durant? Won't you make a statement, any statement, to the press? What's the word in Madagascar? Tell us how you're on Alaska. Hold it! You were about to tell us how long was your latitude and how late was your latitude and tell us what's your attitude. Hold it!
One at a time!
You've been every place there is to be. Seen everything there is to see.
Well, let me see. China, Laos, Japan, small, and pygmies aren't tall at all. An iceberg, smooth, the jungle, rough. And one safari, far enough. I've been around a great deal, so note me. Here's the way that I feel. And you can quote me. It's not the beat, beat, beat of a jungle drum that makes my heart start to dance, but the urge to merge that begins to surge when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. The tomb of old Tutankhamun leaves me mum, no sarcophagus.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Rates a glance, but I give my all to adventure's call when I start to feel the rhythm of a new romance. So it's nice to be a man among men, go hunting and fishing and swimming. Yes, nice to be a man among men, but nicer among women. So take the yo-ho-ho and a swig of rum on some Antarctic expanse. You can have that snow pile, but I'm no dope. I'll go dancing to the rhythm of a new romance. Some people like to stray to faraway places and look. Some people say that they like to get into bed with a book. Some like the chunk, chunk, chunk of a Chinese junk. For me, no Chinaman's chance. Keep the foreign heath, keep the laurel wreath. Gonna eat my cake while I still have teeth. And dance to the rhythm of a new romance.
India!
A curtain with a glittery map of India opens. Jack joins four dancers in bright sequined costumes and sits on stage amongst them. From the side of the stage, a flamenco dancer appears in front of the curtain by a map of Spain. She strides over to Jack and slaps his chest. He ties up the tails of his jacket and dances with her in a mock Spanish dance. The curtains with a map of Spain part. Three male dancers stand on steps in Spanish costumes. They salute Jack. They walk down. There is a wire model of a bull at the back of the stage. Jack circles the Spanish girl. Jack smooths his hair and looks over to the three male dancers. They fold their arms and look away. He looks determined and clicks his fingers. They look at him and nod. He nods back and starts a frenetic dance with the girl. Three male dancers kneel behind Jack, and he finishes the dance by kissing the girl's hand.
Yes, a new way to new love can always be seen. The few can successfully wend it.
Oh, wend it!
Anyone can begin the begin. Give me a man who can end it. So when your love goes dull and you find a love, why sit around in a train? If the world feels flat as Columbus found, when you hit new ground, then it will go on so down. Yes, dance to the rhythm of a new romance.
The club owner smiles and looks over to Duran's table to see if he's enjoyed the show. Duran smiles and claps. His wife looks less enthusiastic. Jack comes out of the curtain to take a bow. Colette stands in the wings, smiling. Jack walks off and they embrace.
Oh, good, good.
What about Duran? Is he applauding?
With his hand, yes, but with his face, I don't know.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Jack walks out to take another bow, smiling. The club owner goes over to Duran's table.
Captain, I do hope you will not offend.
On the contrary, we found it terribly amusing. Didn't we, my dear?
Oh, terribly.
You know, I should like to go back and meet Jacques Martin.
But of course, he would be delighted.
Would you excuse me, my dear?
This is quite refreshing, Ollie.
What?
You're going backstage to see a man.
I won't be very long.
Oh, don't worry about us, Ollie. We'll either be here or in the bar.
Excuse me.
Duran follows the club owner backstage.
His dressing room is just downstairs.
Monsieur Capot.
Yeah?
You must come at once. The magician. He had a terrible fight with his wife, and she ran off with his rabbit.
Oh. Will you excuse me, Capitaine? This is very sad. You see, he loves that rabbit.
The club owner leaves Duran standing at the foot of an iron staircase, admiring a troop of showgirls as they come down, watched by Colette.
Eugenie!
Ollie!
My little souffle.
It's been such a long time, 2 years.
Yes, and still the souffle has not fallen.
Oh, Ollie. I must go now. You will call me?
Yes, same number. And if a man answers?
That is my husband. He will take the message. Touching souffle, huh?
I beg your pardon.
You no good two-face. You the minute you think my back
is turned. Mademoiselle, you are making a mistake.
I'm not the one who makes mistakes.
Ah, but this time you are. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Capitaine Henri Durand, at your service.
Capitaine Henri Durand, do you expect me to believe...
You see, the mustache is real.
It's incredible. Oh, you've come to see Jacques. You're angry with him.
You do not wish me to be angry with him?
Oh, please, no.
I take it you are interested in him.
Very much.
Mademoiselle, you should not be interested in imitations. You have too much to offer yourself. A beautiful girl like you should have the real thing.
Capitaine Durand, are you making love to me?
But of course. What are you doing, my dear, after the show?
I have a previous engagement.
Perhaps I could persuade you to break it.
You probably could, but I'm not going to let you.
Tomorrow night? Mm. Well, then perhaps you will come to my villa Saturday evening.
Certainly not.
You misunderstand, my dear. We're having a large reception, and the house will be filled with people.
Captain Durand, that's a very old one. I come, and all the other guests, they fail to show up, eh?
No. It is my misfortune that they all will be there. But please come anyway. Here's my card.
Henri! Oh, Henri, this telegram, read it. It is urgent.
Yes, yes, just a moment. You will come?
I will think about it.
Good.
Good night, Capitaine.
Good night.
Will you excuse me?
Antoine just brought it over. Read it, Henri. For heaven's sake, read it.
Calm yourself, Philippe. Regret to advise Air Europa unable to execute contract for purchase of Victory planes. Pending further tests. Periton.
He's only fooling, yes?
I wish he were, Philippe.
But why should Periton do this? He needs our planes.
Periton is playing a game. He knows I'm overextended at the bank and need money desperately. If he delays signing the contract, we are ruined.
Oh.
He will buy our company for a song and make the plans himself.
He cannot do this. It would finish us.
Definitely. Unless I can raise the money from someone else.
But who?
Monsieur Alonso.
Yes, he always liked me. But suppose he does not give us the money. Henri, let's take what we can and fly to South America.
Stop trembling, Philippe. If you look like that, no one will give us a penny. Now pull yourself together. If one word of this leaks out, we are ruined. I'm finished. Now come, I will telephone Monsieur Alonso for an appointment immediately.
Back in the club, Lily Durand sits at a table with Louis, the other aircraft designer, and Jack is at the bar, flanked by two women.
First you put your tunies close up tight. You swing them to the left and then you swing them to the right. Step around the floor kind of nice and light. And then you twist around with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out, you bring it back. That's what I call ball in the jack. First you put your tunies close up tight. You swing them to the left and then you swing them to the right. Step around the floor kind nice and light. And then you twist around with all of your might. Spread your loving arms way out in space. You do the eagle rock with such style and grace. You put your left foot out, you bring it back. That's what I call balling the jack.
Thank you, madame.
You're quite welcome.
What about the impersonation? Did you like that too?
Well, you were enormously successful, monsieur. Why should my opinion make any difference?
But it does. It's the only opinion that counts.
Lily, we must be going. Henri will be waiting.
Sit down, Louis. Mine is the only opinion that matters.
That's right.
And if I didn't like your impersonation, would you stop doing it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, don't be frightened, Monsieur Martin. I'm not going to suggest that you drop it.
What about the captain? Did he like it?
Oh, yes, very much. As a matter of fact, he's backstage at this very moment, seeing you.
I know. That's why I came in here.
Tell me something, monsieur. I'm very curious. When you do these impersonations, how do you go about it? Do you make a study of your victim?
Well, as much as I can. It's something that comes to me kind of easy, I guess. I try to mimic his way of speaking, his mannerisms. You know, sort of put myself in his shoes. Like, madame, you are very beautiful. This actor, this Jacques Martin, has never met a woman like you before. It will go to his head like wine.
Yes, monsieur. You do it easily. I suppose you could even do an impression of me.
No, madame. To capture you, I would have to reach up for some stars. Seek the petals of a white rose. The blue of the sky over the Mediterranean. The sadness that I see in...
Sadness?
Yes. The sadness that I... Forgive me, madame. When I do Captain Durand, I get carried away. It's a wonderful part.
If I may say so, monsieur, you have brought something to it that I don't think you saw in the original.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll excuse us, I think we'd better get back.
I should think so.
Good night, Monsieur Martin.
Good night.
I hope I've given you some new ideas to use as Capitaine Durand.
You've given me some new ideas to use as Jack Martin.
Good night.
Good night.
Louis nods crossly and leaves with Lily Durand. Jack notices she's left her cigarette case. Colette arrives and throws her purse at Jack's head.
New ideas, huh?
Drop this, sweetie.
Oh, Jack, darling, this is gorgeous.
What? Oh, wait a minute, that belongs to Madame Durand.
Is that so?
Hey, Colette!
She pushes it down her cleavage and leaves. It's a beautiful day. Louis and Philippe in caps and robes stand by the swimming pool admiring the young women in their swimsuits.
Glorious day. Such beautiful girls. I hope Henri gets the money.
Yes, Louis, you are in trouble. Today you are a rich fat man. Tomorrow you'll be only a fat man.
Periton!
Stop thinking about Periton.
Thinking about him? I see him there, with Lily.
What is he doing here?
Down here for the kill, no doubt. Let's find out. Come on. And stop looking like that. Smile. Smile!
Forgive me. Oh, gentlemen, I'm delighted to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning. We thought you were in Paris.
Yes, what brings you here?
What brings anyone here? Climate, beautiful girl.
And business? Business?
Yes, I always mix business with pleasure. That way my opponents never know what I'm up to. I must be going, my dear. I'll see you this evening. My best to Henri. Tell him not to worry. I shall not forget our long friendship. I'll try to make things as easy for him as possible. Goodbye. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Felix.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What did he mean by that?
He says Henri needs money. He seems to think he's taking over the airplane company and everything. Is that true?
Yes, too true. He has found out everything.
We'd better tell Henri right away.
He's at home. I'll drive.
Good.
I invited Felix to the reception this evening before I knew all this. Perhaps I should make some excuse.
No, you cannot do that.
Let him come, then Henri can talk to him.
Yes, Henri will save us. He's the only one who can.
Yes, Henri.
And for heaven's sake, take that foolish smile off your face.
But you told me
Lily Durand drives Louis and Philippe in a huge convertible limousine. They drive up steep roads overlooking the spectacular coastline. They pull into the magnificent gates of the villa, up a sweeping drive past manicured lawns, and stop outside a huge ivy-clad palatial mansion. Inside, Antoine the butler, in tails, walks across a marble-floored hallway under a massive chandelier to open the front door.
Madame.
Oh, excuse us, Lily.
The florist, madame. He'd like to see you about the table arrangements. He's on the terrace.
Thank you, Antoine.
Lily looks for the florist. The butler is stopped by Louis and Philippe, looking anxious.
Antoine!
Yes, monsieur?
Capitaine Durand, he's not here.
No, monsieur, he's gone.
Gone?
Where?
He did not say, monsieur, and I never ask. However, he carried a valise.
Thank you, Antoine. Now, why would he?
Carry a valise?
I do not know.
Neither do I.
Do you think he has?
Gone to Paris?
I do not know.
Neither do I.
Oh, he must have been in a very big hurry. Look at his desk.
I've never seen it like that before.
Look, a note. It is addressed to both of us.
In Henri's handwriting.
You don't suppose?
Oh, do not start supposing. Read it, Philippe. Read it.
Dear friends, I failed last night to get the money from Alonso. Our dear friend Periton seems to have reached him first.
I knew it.
There is only one hope left. Sir Hubert Cannon. I'm flying to London to see him. If I do not succeed, you may never see me again.
He's going to kill himself.
Don't worry. I'm not going to kill myself. I must succeed. But be certain to say nothing of this to anyone. If word gets back to Periton, we are ruined.
Back to Periton. He is here.
I know. Sir Hubert Cannon, yes. He might.
Philippe watches staff lay tables on the terrace.
Louis, we are lost. Completely lost.
What now?
The reception tonight.
Lily invited Periton. If he finds out that Henri is not here...
He will know that he has gone to London.
Exactly.
Lily. We must see Lily.
At once.
At once. There is but one thing to do. Lily must...
Call off the reception.
No, that would be even...
What?
Yes, but she must make some...
Could I see Madame Durand?
May I tell Madame who's calling?
Oh, sure. Tell her Jack Martin.
Who?
Jacques Martin. She left a cigarette case at the Côte d'Azur. I'd like to return it.
I will see that Madame gets it.
Well, I'd kind of like to give it to her myself. I had a pretty tough time getting this back.
Very well.
Tis the actor.
The one we impersonated, don't we?
Are you thinking?
What I am thinking.
Would it work?
What have we got to lose?
Nothing.
It will be simple, monsieur. You just act gracious and charming.
Oh, I don't know.
We will be right beside you. We will not leave you for a moment.
There, a perfect fit.
Like it was made for you.
And think, monsieur, 500,000 francs for one night's work.
All right, I'll do it.
Wonderful.
On two conditions. First, that I get half the money in advance.
Yes,
agreed.
Yes.
And second, Madame Durand is not to know I'm impersonating her husband.
That is impossible.
We will have to tell her.
Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. Those are my conditions.
No, wait.
Why? Why not tell her?
Because I'd get stage fright, that's why. I couldn't give a good performance if I thought she was laughing at me. I just couldn't go through with it if she knew.
If we must agree.
We must.
That I insist upon. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got a deal.
Now, yes. There are certain things you should know.
Like what?
Your wife's name is Lily.
Oh, yes, I know. Lily. That's a lovely name.
The butler is not one. The gardener's name is Emile.
Mm. Your chef is Monsieur Popolinière.
Who?
Popolinière.
Popolinière? Yes. Your pilot's name is Georges. Your wife's maid is Michel.
Michel.
She's rather pretty and a trifle forward.
Forward? How far forward?
You joke with her occasionally. Sometimes you pinch her cheek.
Her, cheek.
Can you remember all that?
Well, learn a few names. Gentlemen, that's my business. I'm supposed to be an actor, you know.
My name is Henri. Hmm? My wife is Lily. Ooh. You are Philippe and Louis. The butler's Antoine. The gardener's Emile. The chef is Monsieur Popolinière.
Good!
The maid is Michel. I joke with her, and occasionally I pinch her cheek.
That's it.
Hey, about this Felix, this Periton, you point him out to me.
The moment he arrives.
Ah. And what do I say to him?
Nothing! You must say nothing!
Nothing? What am I supposed to do, stand around with egg on my face?
A habit? Henri has a trick.
Oh, good.
When he does not understand something or does not wish to answer, he taps his fingertips together, so looks down his nose and says,
You see the beauty of it? He says nothing, he commits himself to nothing, he does not understand a word, but he looks very wise.
Say, that's a pretty good piece of business. Now, I think I may be able to use that in my act.
Yes, you could.
No, that is not the closet. That leads to Lily's room.
Oh, really?
One moment. Monsieur.
You and your wife are very formal terms.
Very formal.
You're kidding. What's the matter with him?
Nothing.
But does she like it?
Oh, she's crazy for him.
Well, but to Henri, the grass is always greener.
The sky is always bluer.
The tomatoes are always juicier.
In somebody else's garden. Mm. You understand,
Good. On the Villa Terrace, the guests are dancing in the moonlight. Lily is flanked by Louis and Philippe.
Albert will take you to your table.
You will see you after?
Fine.
Please, Lily, please. Our whole future depends on it.
No, of course I won't. It's ridiculous.
Lily, just for these few hours.
But why should I pretend that I don't know?
Because this actor, this martyr, insists upon it.
Don't you see, Lily, if he thinks you don't suspect, it will give him...
confidence. Make him feel that he really is Henri.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Lily, you have nothing to fear. We have explained that you and Henri are in very formal terms.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
And besides, Lily, as soon as the party is over, he is to go home. He understands that.
If he does not go, we will not pay him the other half of the money.
No, it's impossible. Arthur, Arthur.
Jack, dressed as Durand, walks down the grand staircase.
Good evening, Capitaine.
Good evening, Michel. Oh, Michel.
Yes, Capitaine.
Jack pinches the maid's cheek.
Thank you, Capitaine.
Not at all, my dear. It's my pleasure.
Please, Lily, if you refuse, it means the end. Oh, Lily, you are young and beautiful, but Louis and I, we are old.
And broken.
Shh.
Good evening, my dear.
Good evening. Henri.
I trust the arrangements for tonight have been managed without too much difficulty for you.
Well, so far, everything seems to be proceeding nicely.
Good, good.
The champagne is properly iced and the birds are properly cooked?
I basted them myself.
I am looking forward to a wonderful party this evening. What entertainment have you planned for our guests, Lily?
Entertainment?
Yes.
Oh, I did have a dreadful disappointment, Henri. I meant to tell you about it earlier.
Really? What is it, my dear?
Well, I tried to get that, that performer that they have at the Côte d'Azur. What's his name again?
Oh, Jacques Martin?
Yes, yes, that's the one.
Yes, he's very good. I liked him.
Yes, I thought you did. That's why I tried to get him, of course.
Well, I'm sure if he had known you wanted him, he would have been delighted to come to you.
Do you really think so, Henri?
I am positive. Shall we dance?
Why, Henri? I thought you detested dancing.
I do. Oh, I do. I do. But anything to be near you, my dear.
How nice.
Not at all. Pardon?
Jack takes Lily onto the terrace to dance, watched by Louis and Philippe.
So far, so good.
Yes. What are we so happy about? Who has he fooled? She knows who he is.
But he does not know that she knows.
So she has fooled him.
Exactly.
Louis and Philippe smile and shake hands. Jack guides Lily around the dance floor. She looks radiant in a beautiful satin and chiffon dress.
Lily, this is a lovely party. I must compliment you, my dear.
Why, Henri, you have changed.
Have I?
Yes. Once you would have said to me, parties are so dull. Let's run away from all our guests. Just you and I and...
And what?
Henri.
They dance cheek to cheek. Backstage, the club owner looks angry.
Come in.
Where is Jack?
Don't talk to me about Jack. I hate him.
But where is he? He's not in his dressing room.
Monsieur Gepo, what's wrong with me?
Nothing. Nothing shown.
That's it. Nothing shows. Well, I'll fix that.
But you haven't answered me. Where is Monsieur Martin?
He's not going to be here tonight. He sent word that he's indisposed.
Indisposed?
Oh.
But the broadcast, the television broadcast. I've made all arrangements.
Television? What are you talking about?
Jacques is such a success, the television people want to put him on the air tonight. And I said yes. Now, where is he?
You find out and tell me. I'll go there and break his head.
If he does not show up tonight, he is through. He will never work in another nightclub in France, on the continent. I have friends. I will finish him.
Good. Now tell me nothing shows.
Oh, we will put you on the television.
No.
But you will be a sensation. With that neckline, you will be the Faye Amazon of France.
I said no.
Where are you going that you got so undressed?
To the villa of Capitaine Henri Durand. My dear Jacques is going to find out he's not the only one who can get himself indisposed.
Colette has changed out of a demure black dress into a stunning ball gown. She flounces out of her dressing room. The club owner looks perplexed. Back at the villa on the terrace, Jack and Lily applaud the band. He escorts her from the dance floor.
Madame Charlier looks lovely this evening, doesn't she?
Madame Charlier?
Yes, the woman over there wearing the diamond choker.
Oh.
Why, Henri, since when have you been wearing glasses?
Glasses? Since the flight. Yes, since the flight. We were flying over the polar cap and the glare was blinding, absolutely blinding.
Oh.
These are the price of adventure, my dear.
Oh, Louise, how nice to see you.
Darling. Henri.
Charmed, madame, I'm sure.
Isn't he formal tonight, you old fox? Don't you remember Antibes?
Yes, of course, Antibes.
I thought you would. I'll see you later, darling.
Yes, Louise. Henri, what happened at Antibes?
Lily, would you believe me if I told you I didn't remember?
Yes, indeed I would. Oh, the peritons. Madeleine, I'm so glad you could come.
I'm very happy to be here, Lily.
You are beautiful as always, Lily.
Henri?
Good evening.
Henri?
How are you, Felix?
Delighted to see you.
Thank you.
And surprise, I rather thought you'd be in London.
London? Well, what could I do in London that I cannot do here?
You could be seeing Sir Hubert Cannon.
Oh, yes, Sir Hubert. Well, he's a charming fellow, but hardly worth a trip to London. Lily, why don't we invite Sir Hubert down for a weekend soon?
Oh, but Henri, he's so dull.
Oh, no, not really. It's only the way he talks.
Jolly good hunting yesterday. Caught three rabbits and the upstairs maid.
You two seem very happy.
Why not, Philippe?
Yes. Harry, perhaps you could spare me a few moments.
Yes?
That little business matter. I'd like to discuss it with you.
Business matter?
Yes. Well, you know what I mean, of course. Henri!
Pardon, you must come at once. Telephone.
The Air Ministry.
Air Ministry?
About the planes.
Oh, good, good.
The planes?
Yes. Will you excuse us, Felix? I'll take it there.
Louis, Philippe, and Jack go inside looking nervous.
What did he want?
Something about business. I don't know. He wants to see me alone.
Do not. Whatever you do. Do not let him see you alone.
But suppose he corners me. What do I do?
Radiate confidence. Be very sure of yourself.
But do not say a word.
And another thing with Madame Durand.
You are being much too attentive.
What?
Everyone will know.
That you are not Henri.
Wait.
You may pay attention to all the other women at the party.
But not Lily. Look, I thought I was giving an inspired performance. If you want a run of the mill...
You understand. It is dangerous.
Pardon me, Capitaine. Could I speak with you for a moment?
Certainly, Antoine.
In private?
Excuse me, gentlemen. What is it?
There's a young lady to see you, Capitaine. I showed her into the library.
Do I know her?
I do my best to keep track, Capitaine, but this is one I have never seen before.
Well, it's a little difficult for me to see her now. Why don't you send her away?
I'm afraid that's easier said than done, Capitaine. She's quite persistent and might make a most unpleasant scene. If I might suggest, you are most adept in such matters.
I am? Yes, of course I am,
I have never been in the service of any gentleman who could handle them as well, coming and going.
Well, thank you, Antoine. I will see her.
Thank you, Capitaine.
In a revealing satin ball gown, Colette paces up and down in the library and throws off her wrap.
Good evening, mademoiselle.
Capitaine Durand, are you surprised to see me?
Surprised? Well, I am delighted. Astonished.
But you invited me. Or did I misunderstand you?
No, it's just that I thought you had given your heart to that young American.
Martin?
Yes, he is such handsome, such a gifted, such
a big ugly pig.
But, mademoiselle, I have always found him charming.
You don't know him.
Ah, you are angry. That is why you have come to see me, because you are angry with him.
Why do you keep talking about him?
I have a very good reason. You see, my wife and he...
No.
Yes, she is very attracted to him.
She is?
Yes.
And he's attracted to her, yes?
I'm afraid so. There's only one thing we can do, mademoiselle.
But what?
We must console each other. This is our vengeance.
Please, Capitaine.
Aha, I was right. You do belong to Martin.
I belong to no one but myself. It's just that you...
She sees glasses in his pocket.
You go too quickly.
Very well, my dear. I will not frighten you. We have the whole night before.
What a beautiful home you have, Captain. What lovely pictures.
I'm glad you like them.
This one. Those little dogs. They are adorable.
They're horses.
Yes. I raised those puppies myself.
I can hardly believe it, Captain. With all these lovely women, do you really care for me?
My angel, I cannot tell you what you do to me. Just looking at you is like a tonic.
Yes, Capitaine Durand, you and I, our vengeance will really be sweet.
Darling, what was that for?
You pig! I knew it was you all the time.
You did, huh? You did not. You thought I was Durand.
And you thought they were puppies. Well, take a look. They're horses. Horses as big as you have.
And you thought you were going places, didn't you? You came here to throw yourself into his arms.
What are you doing here? You came here because of that woman.
Oh,
you
she
don't
doesn't
fool
even know
me.
Who I am.
You're here to
she
make
thinks
her
I'm Durand. You're paying me half of this. Stop screaming and listen to me. They're paying me $500,000 for this. And who am I going to spend it on? You.
$500,000?
Yes.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Television. Jack, the television.
What television?
Capo has made arrangement for you to be on television tonight and you're not there.
Well, why didn't he tell me?
It all happened today. He has been looking for you. Jack is furious. He says if you're not there, you'll never work again.
It was a chance of a lifetime, too. I'll make it.
But how?
I don't know, but I'll get there somehow. Look, baby, you go back to the theater. Tell Gapo I'll be there, not to cancel the show. If necessary, you go on first. Here, you better go out this way.
All right, baby, but hurry.
I will. I'll get there as quick as I can.
Kiss me?
Mm-hmm.
I would still like to meet this Capitaine Durand.
Oh, come on.
Jack straightens his jacket and leaves the library, meeting Periton on the stairs.
Ah, Henri, I have caught you at last.
Caught me?
Yes, I thought perhaps if we could step into the library, we might have our little business talk now.
Business talk at the party? Oh, Felix, you surprise me. Look, my friend, it is not that important. We will talk tomorrow.
Not important? Henri, sometimes I do not understand you.
Now, Felix, if you will excuse me, I must see Lily.
At the casino? Really? Oh, please sit down. Well, with your luck, I can understand it.
Pardon. Lily, may I speak with you for a moment?
Of course.
You will excuse us?
Excuse me. Henri, what is it? Is anything wrong?
No, my dear. It's just that, you may not see me for a little while.
Why not?
Felix persists in talking business.
And you want to keep out of his way.
Exactly.
The real Capitaine Durand comes through the front door wearing a hat and carrying a coat. He pauses in the hallway, then walks to the stairs. At the foot of the staircase, he stares at Jack, who's standing next to Lily. He smiles as he watches Jack impersonating him. But then Jack kisses Lily's hand, and Durand loses his smile. He looks from side to side to check if he's been seen, and goes upstairs, looking down at his wife and Jack, who are clasping hands.
And remember, you promised me another dance.
I'll be waiting.
Lily is taken aback as Jack kisses both her hands. He walks away, then looks back as a beautiful woman runs towards him.
Henri! Oh, Henri, I have missed you so.
I've missed you, too.
Where can we go?
I cannot go any place. I hardly have to...
You're putting me off. I can hear it in your voice.
You can?
You are not going to drop me like you dropped all the others.
No?
No, not after all the promises you made.
I promise to keep those promises, everyone. But later, really, right now, I must
be
leaving...
Henri!
I will be back. You wait for me right here, will you? What a man. Where does he find the time?
The real Durand is on a balcony lighting a cigarette. He looks down and sees Jack walking up to the convertible limousine. Jack gets his glasses out of his top pocket, puts them on, and gets in. Durand looks as though he has an idea. Jack drives off. Durand smiles and goes into his bedroom and takes off his jacket. On the terrace, Felix Periton is looking for Durand. He walks inside and finds Louis and Philippe.
Where is Henri?
Henri? I saw him a moment ago. He's with Lily, I suppose.
Dancing, drinking, enjoying himself.
He's not with Lily.
Oh, well, you know Henri. He may be busy elsewhere.
You all seem to be in very good spirits this evening.
And why not?
Yes, is this not an occasion to be gay?
Perhaps, and perhaps it is just a front for my benefit.
Oh, nonsense.
And why is Henri afraid to talk to me?
Afraid? Ridiculous.
Oh, Felix! Madame Cornet wants to see the television.
Yes, that actor at the Côte d'Azur is on. The one who does the marvelous imitation of Henri.
He's supposed to be on now?
Yes, I read it in the Éclaireur.
It is not possible.
Why not?
Well, of course it is possible. He could be on, but he is very bad.
I hear he's excellent.
Who could have told you that? He is terrible.
Well, I want to see him anyway. Come along, Felix, or we will miss it.
The two women and Felix go to look for a TV. Louis and Philippe panic.
What are we going to do?
Why worry? How can there be a show? Martin cannot be in two places at once.
But if Periton finds out that Martin is not at the theater, he will put two and two together. He's no fool.
He's not that clever.
What do you mean he's not that clever? Who has all the money? You or he?
He? You are right. We must stop them.
That cannot be the right station.
Try another.
No, that boy is magnificent. Leave it on. I've been reading about this child. He is a genius.
Yes, the greatest violinist since Paganini.
On the TV, a serious blonde boy playing the violin. Durand walks past the open doorway.
That may be, but to me it's terrible. Here, let me get the right
station. Please, I'll do it. These things, you know, they are very complicated.
Allow me.
this special program from the stage of the Côte d'Azur of Monte Carlo.
There you are.
On TV, a clown and three dancers dressed as marionettes, then Jack dressed as a puppet.
Can do anything, a thing, a thing, a thing. Popo can fly though he hasn't a wing, a wing, a wing, a wing. He can juggle a prune, blow up a balloon, or tickle a tune on the piano. He can fly a kite in spite of his height,
and sing both in bass
and soprano. Popo the puppet can jump through a ring, swing on a swing, spring on a spring. Yes, Popo the puppet can do anything when somebody else pulls the string, the string, the string, the string, when somebody else pulls the string.
I went to the zoo with my mommy, and I saw all the animals, didn't I? I went to the zoo with my mommy, and I saw a Nephilim, didn't I? And then my mommy took me in the cage, and she showed me the big cage, and I saw a hip up on top of the omnibus, didn't I? And then I saw a rhinosticus, a giraffe I saw, didn't I? I went in the botanical garden, and I saw all the flowers. Didn't I? I saw nasturtiums and geraniums and rhododendrums and I saw a big tree. A dogwood.
The popo can bark, oh, 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 oh. Sing like a lark, moo like a cow, do like a sow, sound a note just like a goat. Popo can blow like an automobile, blow like a seal, then like a hen. Popo the puppet can do anything
if somebody else pulls the string,
the string, the string, the string. If somebody else pulls the string,
he can stand on his head while making his bed, and then in a minute get in it.
He can do any trick that you can pick,
and then in addition arithmetic.
Popo the puppet can jump through a ring, swing on a swing, swing on a spring. Yes, Popo the puppet can do anything, and he did it.
How?
And he did it.
Where?
And he did it.
Why?
And I did it.
Didn't I? When somebody else pulled the string,
the string, the string, the string, when somebody else pulled the string.
See?
Periton and the two women laugh as they watch TV. Duran has left the room.
Very good. But I thought Henri was going to... Where is Henri?
Shh! He's going to do Henri now.
So he fooled everyone, did he?
Yes, but what about you, Henri?
Did you see Sir Hubert?
I went only as far as Paris. I called him on the telephone while we were refueling. He knew what I wanted. Periton had seen to that. He was polite, but he said it was impossible to see me. So I turned around and flew back.
What are you going to say to Felix?
That depends entirely on what Felix has to say to me. He has the upper hand now.
By the way,
did Lily know it was Martin?
Of course.
She has been an angel. Such a display of affection.
Such a performance.
You're certain it was a performance?
Henri, that is not important now.
You must think of Periton. He has been trying to see you all evening.
Very well, I will speak to him. But I'm afraid that all I can do is plead for more time.
I think, Louis, that we've come to
the end of our rope.
Where are we?
You didn't disappear for so long after all.
Lily.
Henri, you've been so affectionate this evening.
Have I?
Yes, just like a schoolboy with his first crush.
Oh.
But I like it.
May I say, Lily, that you are looking very lovely tonight? Or have I said that before?
Several times. Now come along. You promised to dance with me again, remember?
Yes, of
course. Lily leads the real Duran onto the dance floor. Backstage at the club, dressed as Duran, Jack rushes past Colette's dressing room.
Jack! Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I have to get back to the party.
No, you're not going back to that woman.
I've got to finish the job.
It's not the job. You're going back because of her.
No, come on.
You told me yourself she was beautiful. Everybody knows her husband doesn't even look at her. So now she wants you, eh?
Now, don't you talk that way about her. She's a lady.
Oh, and I'm not.
Nobody said you weren't.
It's true. You've really fallen in love with her.
Colette, don't be silly. I'll see you tomorrow morning at rehearsal.
If you go back to that woman, you'll never see me at rehearsal tomorrow morning, or ever again.
Will you stop being a
really?
Dick?
Colette storms off and Jack leaves. At the villa, Louis and Philippe are in the library.
Close the door. Nothing but champagne. If I don't have a real drink, I will go crazy.
I think I will go crazy anyway. Fix me one, too. A stiff one.
Gentlemen, I am leaving.
Leaving? But Felix, why?
I have found out what I wanted to know.
But you have not talked with Henri.
Exactly. He continues to avoid me. And why? Because he has failed to get the money. That is why.
Oh, you're jumping to conclusions.
That is not true at all.
Just wait here. We will get Henri.
He will convince you.
Can we fix you a drink?
I do not want a drink.
Please, Felix, relax.
I will wait exactly 1 minute.
We will get Henri.
Right away. Relax.
But go wait.
Leaving the terrace, the real Duran looks for Felix Periton inside the villa.
Have you seen Felix? I've been looking at him.
He's in the library.
He's very disturbed.
If he does not see you at once, he threatens to leave.
Just a moment. Has something happened that I do not know about?
No. Why?
If he holds all the trump cards, why does he not leave? Why does he have to see me? There must be something to our advantage that we do not know about.
What?
I do not know. But I shall behave as if I do. And you two stay away. One look at your faces and our credit will be zero.
Credit? What is it now?
Felix, I'm sorry to have neglected you. What is it you wish to see me about?
Henri, you astonish me. Such confidence.
Why not?
Because I have you blocked at every turn. You are entirely at my mercy. I know everything there is to know about you. Except one thing. The telephone call.
Which one, Felix? I received so many, you know.
The one from the Air Ministry. What do they want?
You surprise me, really, Felix. I thought you knew everything there is to know about me.
Oh, Henri, we have been friends for many years.
Yes?
Well, tell me what the Air Ministry offered.
I'm afraid I cannot do that, Felix.
Then I'll call them myself and find out.
You do that and all negotiations are off.
Oh, now, Henri, let us not be too hasty.
I hasty? Who sent the telegram canceling Air Europa's contract for our plans?
My telegram canceled nothing.
Well, that is hardly debatable, Felix. It is a simple matter of record. I have the telegram right in my office.
I would certainly like to see such a telegram.
I'll be very happy to get it and show it to you.
Duran leaves the library. Wearing glasses, Jack parks the limousine outside the villa. He removes his glasses, looks over his shoulder, puts in a monocle, smooths his hair, and gets out of the car. He comes through the front door, looking around, and straightens his jacket, monocle, and tie. The butler approaches.
Oh, Capitaine.
Yes, Antoine?
That young lady you told to wait on the terrace.
What? Oh, yes.
No, sir, she's no longer there. She became quite impatient, so I put her in the upstairs sitting room. She is furious.
Well, you speak to her.
I'm afraid that would do no good, Capitaine. If I may say so, once they have met you, it seems to spoil them for anyone else.
I suppose that is true. Very well. I will see her.
Thank you, Capitaine.
Felix Periton spots Jack as he goes upstairs.
Oh, Henri. Oh, I'm sorry I lost my temper. We will forget about the telegram, and we will talk things over like friends.
Huh? Yes, but...
I know. I perhaps did say that in the telegram, but it is of no consequence at all.
Duran, holding the telegram, opens the library door and sees Jack with Felix and withdraws.
Henri, you do not understand me, and I do not understand you.
What could be fairer than that?
But you are acting so strangely. I'm beginning to think you do not care.
Duran waits outside the door holding a telegram when Louis and Philippe see him.
Look, that actor, he's back.
Oh, if Periton sees him,
it will spoil everything.
We've got to get him out of here. What are you doing? Go away.
Far away. What is the matter with you?
We do not need you any longer. Duran is back.
Duran,
I am Duran.
You certainly.
I do not know how it happened, but Marta is in there.
Marta, but he's at the theater.
I tell you, he is in there.
Oh, then you cannot stay here, Henri.
Where shall I go? To his nightclub and do his act?
It will be all right to you to go into the office.
It will be all right.
Do not worry. He has been told not to commit himself. I will wait out here.
Will you please stop doing that? It is driving me mad. Say something.
Felix?
Yes.
Have a cigar. Bonbons. I never know where anything is in this house anymore.
Oh, please, Henri, let's come down to business. What about the telephone?
Telephone?
Yes, the telephone.
Felix, I have a confession to make.
Ah.
I do not know where the telephone is either. Always redecorating. Always something new. I go around the world in 2 days. I arrive back, Lily has changed everything.
Henri, something has happened to you. Your trip. You should take a vacation.
Really, Felix? Where do you think I should go at this time of year?
Well, at this time of year, I think a cruise on your boat would be... How did we come to talk about this?
How did we come to talk about this? Let me see. I was doing this, and you said I should stop because it was driving you crazy. Then I offered you a cigar, but it turned out to be bonbons. And I said, I never know where anything is in this house anymore. And you said, what about the telephone? And I said, I do not know.
All right, Henri. I see your game. You're fencing for time.
So?
You do not wish to make a deal tonight because tomorrow you will make a better deal with the air ministry. Is that not true? I wish I knew what you are thinking. But I cannot afford to take a chance. Air Europa must have those plans. My first and last offer. 20 billion francs.
20 billion?
Shh. 20 billion francs. Very well then. 25 billion.
What has happened? I do not know. They are still in there. Stay inside. I will let you know.
Philippe shuts Duran in his office and listens at the library door. He hides round the corner as Felix comes out.
I have to find my wife.
Jack comes out of the library.
What did he say?
He said he had to find his wife.
No, what did he say in there?
I don't know. I think that guy's wacky. And I'm not so sure about you either.
You must go away from here at once. Duran's returned.
Yes?
Yes. Here is the rest of your money. Go out through the library.
Wait a minute. What about my clothes upstairs?
You can get everything tomorrow, but go, please. Be quick.
Philippe checks the coast is clear, then goes back to the office and lets Duran out with Louis.
Our friend has finally gone.
Good. What is it?
I don't know nothing. I think this Martin is watching.
At least he's gone.
If I only knew what I said in there, I'd be much happier.
Duran sees an angry woman coming downstairs.
Mimi, I'm delighted. Oh, this Martin. Mimi has never slapped anybody before.
Perhaps he should have paid us for tonight's work.
Good night, Henri.
Good night, Madeleine.
Lovely evening.
Thank you. Felix?
I meant every word I said, Henri. And when I see you tomorrow, I will prove it to you. Good night.
Good night, Felix.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
See me tomorrow? What did he mean by that?
Just what he said. He will see you tomorrow.
Ah, no, there was something underneath it.
Do you think that Martin gave the whole thing away?
How could he? He did not know anything.
He knew how to fascinate Lily.
He certainly did.
You have not told Lily I am back?
No.
You are still in London as far as she's concerned.
Then I am still in London as far as you are concerned. I think I will be Monsieur Martin till the party is over. And even afterwards, perhaps.
Duran smiles enigmatically. Louis and Philippe look anxious. A large boat moored off the coast of the Riviera. On board, Duran paces up and down, smoking, looking thoughtful. Louis and Philippe speed towards the boat in a launch.
It must be very bad.
Asking us to rush out to the boat like this.
Yes.
Bad news? From Periton?
Something far more tragic.
More tragic?
Oh, good heavens, what?
I have lost everything.
Tell us, Henri, tell us.
It's Lily. She has betrayed me. Last night, she was in the arms of another man.
Oh, I don't believe it.
How do you know?
How do I know? I was there.
You mean you actually...
Yes. I wish I could say no.
Poor Henri. Who was the man?
I was.
Perhaps we did not understand.
Of course not. How could you understand? You cannot imagine such an experience. Last night, I went to her room. I took her in my arms and kissed her tenderly, hoping against hope she would rebuff me. But she did not. She kissed me eagerly, fiercely. It was horrible.
What's horrible about the wife kissing
her own husband?
She was not kissing her husband. She thought I was Martin. She thought she was kissing him.
But she wasn't kissing him. She was kissing you.
So she was the one who was fooled.
That is not the point. Last night, with him, with me, she was a completely different woman than she ever was with me. Oh, I've been such a fool. I never realized how wonderful she is until now. Now it is too late. She's in love with that actor. There's nothing I can do about it. I cannot even blame Martin for what he did, because he did not do it. I did it myself.
You have certainly placed yourself in an embarrassing position.
It's horrible. That's why I sent for you. I cannot go back to the villa. I could not face her. I'm sailing in an hour.
But what about our company?
What about Periton?
That is your affair. I'm no longer interested in anything.
Henri, it is impossible. I do not believe Lily would do such a thing.
Why not?
Every man in France has tried to make love to Lily and failed.
There was never any other man for Lily but you.
She knew it was you last night, all the time.
Of course she did. She just wanted to teach you a lesson.
You think so?
Knowing Lily, it is obvious.
Think about it.
I wonder. She did act rather strangely last night. At first, she was quite angry. Then suddenly she changed.
That was the moment she discovered it was you.
Definitely.
Right now she's probably laughing her head off.
And I have been worrying about nothing.
Of course.
Then perhaps at this time I gave her something to worry about. Come, my friends. I will telephone to shore.
What for?
First I shall call the airport, then my wife.
Lily sits up in bed wearing a fluffy bed jacket, drinking coffee. Her breakfast tray is in front of her. She puts down her cup and wipes her mouth with a napkin. Smiling, she leans back against the quilted headboard.
Come in.
Good morning, madame.
Good morning, Antoine. Isn't it a lovely day?
Yes, madame. The capitaine would like to speak with you.
Oh, why doesn't he come in?
He's on the telephone, madame.
The telephone? Here, take this, Antoine.
The butler removes the tray.
Hello, Henri. You might at least have come in and said good morning to me before you left. Where are you, anyway?
I'm here at the airport, my dear. I'm sorry I could not get home for the reception last night, but we ran into bad weather and we were forced down.
You mean you've just arrived? You weren't at home last night?
No, of course not, my dear. Why, did something happen?
Oh, no, Henri. No, nothing happened. Nothing at all.
Didn't you sleep well?
Oh, yes, I didn't even take a pill. Oh, my.
You sound upset, my dear.
Oh, no, Henri. It's nothing.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. I will be home in a little while. Goodbye, my dear.
Lily looks devastated as she puts down the phone.
Oh, no. It couldn't have been.
Lily jumps out of bed, pulls a cord to summon a maid, throws off her bed jacket and puts on a satin dressing gown.
Madame?
Michel, ask Antoine to come in, please. Quickly.
Yes, madame.
Lily paces the room anxiously, then sits on the bed and looks up a number in a book next to the phone.
Hello? Is this the airport? Control tower, please. Hello, this is Madame Durand. Would you please tell me what time Capitaine Durand's plane landed?
Just a minute, madame. It's Durand's wife. She's checking up on him. What will I tell her?
Durand told us to say his plane got in this morning at 11:28.
Where do you suppose he spent the night?
Hello, madame. According to our records, Capitaine Durand's plane landed at 11:28 this morning.
This morning? Are you sure? Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Madame wishes to see me?
Yes, Antoine. Did you see Capitaine Durand this morning?
Of course, madame. I laid out his clothes, as usual.
Well, did you notice anything different about him? I mean, did he act strangely in any way?
If you please, madame, I would rather not discuss it.
Oh, but you must. What happened?
Very well, madame. I've been in service for many years. Now, I don't look down upon my position. I consider it an honorable and dignified calling. If more people took their jobs as seriously as I do, the world wouldn't be in the hideous mess it's in today.
Yes, yes, Antoine. What did the Capitaine do?
He was extraordinarily rude to me. He didn't shower, he didn't shave, he didn't eat his breakfast. And to top it all, he completely disregarded my selection and left wearing a blue suit with a green tie. Why, I should be the laughingstock of the Riviera. I've never known a Capitaine to behave in this fashion before.
Oh.
It was almost as if he were another man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Antoine.
So am I, madame. But it's a situation for which there's no solution. If he apologizes, it will destroy our relationship completely, then I would have to leave. Will that be all, madame?
Yes, yes, Antoine. Thank you.
Lily sits down and puts her head in her hands. Durand, Louis, and Philippe are on the boat.
By now, she has telephoned the airport. I will give her 5 minutes more.
But, Periton!
They have verified my story. And the horrible truth is beginning to dawn on her.
Don't you think we ought to find out what Periton is going to do?
She has called in Michel and Antoine, and they have confirmed her worst fears. There's no longer room for any doubt. She can barely face the realization of what she has done.
But Henri...
It will take me about half an hour to get ashore and drive up to the villa.
Felix Periton suddenly arrives on deck.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I'm glad I found all three of you together. I've been looking for you all morning.
Well, you have found us.
They told me at the club you'd come out here. I was afraid you'd sail without my seeing you.
Well, perhaps that would have been just as well.
Why, one would almost think you did not want to see me.
Well, did we?
Didn't you tell them?
What was that to tell?
About our conference last night, of course.
Oh, yes, of course I told them.
And you told them the terms?
Yes, in a general way.
Then why are they acting so gloomy?
Why, indeed?
You do not act very cheerful yourself.
Cheerful? Why should I?
Oh, Henri, you're an amazing man. I bring you a check for 30 billion francs, and you...
30 billion francs?
You sound surprised.
Well, I am. I am surprised that you got it so quickly.
Oh, Henri, I'm a man of my word. I told you last night I would bring you the check this morning, and there it is.
Yes, there it is.
I have always said you had the shrewdest business mind in Europe, Henri, and last night you proved it.
You give me too much credit, Felix.
No, you held a trump card, and you played it like a master.
Well, thank you very much, Felix. I'm sorry I cannot ask you to stay, but Lily is not feeling very well just now, and I must get back to the villa.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll take you back in my lounge.
That's very kind of you, Felix. I'll be with you in a minute.
Gentlemen?
30 billion francs!
We are saved! We are solvent! We are rich!
Thanks to Monsieur Martin.
Yes. He seems to have played my part almost as well as I have played his.
Lily, in her dressing gown, leans against the mantelpiece. She turns around and walks over to a bureau and sits down. She opens a folder, dips a pen in the inkstand, and is about to write when she hears a noise. She goes to the door and opens it. In the adjoining bedroom, Jack is putting on his jacket.
Oh, good morning.
What are you doing here?
Came to get my clothes.
How did you get in?
Sneaked in through the library. Oh, don't worry, nobody saw me.
I'm surprised you have the gall to face me.
Why not?
What you did last night was utterly contemptible. You knew I thought you were my husband.
Sure I did. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Fun?
Yeah. You know, I wasn't too keen about it at first. But then when I realized the situation, you know, with the captain gone and how desperate you were...
Really?
Oh, I'm not saying I can't use the money.
Oh!
And I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
What kind of a favor?
Well, if it isn't too much trouble, I'd like a letter of recommendation.
Recommendation?
Yeah.
After what you did?
What's the matter with what I did? Didn't you like my performance?
I certainly did not.
Well, I'd like to know anyone who could have done better.
Oh, you vulgar, insufferable...
Wait a minute. If you weren't satisfied, why didn't you tell me before this?
Because your performance was too good.
I don't mind saying you gave a pretty good performance yourself.
Will you get out of here? You conceit.
It's not conceit. I did a good job last night, and I'm proud of it, that's all. Oh. I just thought you might know some other homes where I could do the same thing. My charges would be very reasonable.
Monsieur Martin, I must ask you to leave.
Okay, But if the captain's ever away again, I'll be very happy to oblige.
Is that why you came here? To make cheap, disgusting...
No, no, I told you why I came. I came to get my clothes.
Why didn't you take them when you left this morning?
What?
Why didn't you take your clothes when you left this morning?
Left this morning? I left last night.
You left last night?
Sure. As soon as I found out the captain was back, I beat it out of here as fast as I could go.
Then the captain was here last night.
Sure he was. Didn't you see him?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course I did. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I can't tell you how relieved I am. I'm delighted you came back this morning.
I don't get it. You certainly haven't been acting that way.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm afraid I was confused. But I'm not anymore. It's all very clear to me now. Jacques, I wonder, would you do me an enormous favor?
Sure, anything.
But we must act quickly, before my husband gets here.
Okay.
Now.
Duran pulls up at the villa in a convertible car. Smiling, he gets out. Jack is coming down the stairs. He stops in his tracks as he sees Duran come in the front door.
Well, Monsieur Martin. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
I'm delighted to find you here.
You are?
Yes. I want to thank you for what you did for me last night. I'm sending you a check in the morning, which will express my gratitude more fully.
Well, thanks, Captain. I sure can use it. By the way, what did I do?
You made a great financial deal for me. What did you say to Periton?
Oh, I said,
Oh, that. Yeah. I was told you always use it. But never with such success.
Look, Captain, I don't know how to say this. It's really none of my business, but you're making a great mistake.
I am?
How?
Your wife. She's wonderful. Believe me, she's got everything. Everything a man could ask for.
I found that out.
You know, she's so crazy about you, she just tried to talk me into making you jealous. You were supposed to come up and find her in my arms.
Oh?
Why don't you quit playing the field and concentrate on her?
You're right, my friend.
Now, will you go up? She's waiting for you. Monsieur Martin, will you and your charming Colette have dinner with us tonight? We will come to the show, and afterward, the four of us will have a big celebration.
Yeah, I wish we could, but I don't know where Colette is.
No?
No, she walked out on me. She didn't understand about last night.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
So am I. Is there anything I can do?
No, no, I'm afraid not. Wait a minute. You could do me one favor.
Anything.
Tell me, Captain, what's your secret?
Secret?
Yeah. Let's face it, we do resemble each other. We proved that last night. But when women look at you, they...
Well, you know, and when they look at me, they run for the nearest exit. What's your secret?
Duran whispers in Jack's ear. Jack smiles and nods.
Well, thank you, Captain. Not at all. Well, goodbye, Jacques. Goodbye, Henri. Oh, Captain, just one thing.
Yes?
Make sure she knows it's you this time. I don't want to get in any more trouble.
Have no fear. She will know.
Duran goes upstairs. Jack leaves. Jack, in a sequined suit, is performing with dancers at the club.
Stay where you are. Listen to me. Before you make your mind up what the wind up ought to be. Though it used to be chic for the end to be bleak, the fad to be sad has been had. Or do you like your drama? Oh, so stark that when the lights go on,
where are you?
Still in the dark, misery may be some people's cup of tea. But brother, not me. It makes me feel so good when I see a happy ending. Give me a happy ending every time. It makes me feel so bad when the curtain is descending and lovers aren't blending. That's a crime. Don't want the hero to be the one who done it. Don't want the heroine left all alone to gun it. If that is corny, don't ever let him stop corn. I want to relax and eat my popcorn. So make me feel real good when I see the final fade out. I want that mortgage paid out every dime. Wanna yip it, wanna yak it, leave my hanky in my pocket and see a happy ending every time.
Lily and Henri Durand, in evening dress, sit at a table smiling, watching Jack. They look at each other and hold hands. Henri mouths to Jack, "Is Colette here?" Jack smiles, nods and points to the wings. Colette is smiling, blows a kiss to Jack and winks.
In a western, the time I really love it is when the doctor yells, "Hot water and plenty of it!" Then when the villain's bullet rips the hero's hat away, "Look out! They went that away!" So bring the gal on stage, let her take that final entrance and make the final entrance look sublime. Let her smile or sing a ditty or just stand there and look pretty. Let her really reek with glamour as we wind up this here drama. While we dance it, while we shout it, while we leave no doubt about it, we